Dale had stopped the little Fiero doing 85 in a 55, and knew the driver would be fairly penitent when Dale walked up next to the driver's door. It was one of those routine stops that made a guy feel just a little weird. They happened occasionally, and reminded a trooper that he could still be surprised. There was a kind of tingle that said, maybe I'd better be a bit more careful. As Dale came up to the side of the Fiero, the window was already down. It seemed the guy anticipated that he might be missing the best part of $150 by the time he was done. After a short conversation, Dale strolled back to his car to finish writing up the citation. Usually, troopers had the driver walk up to the passenger side and sit in the air-conditioned patrol unit, if he knew he was going to be a while. It was always easier to keep an eye on someone sitting right next to you. So after making sure the guy wasn't an axe murderer, Dale asked the driver to join him. When the driver stepped out of the car, Dale noticed he was seriously skinny. The kind of feed-this-guy-a-burger skinny that said he wasn't from around here. Not that he needed any kind of long glance to know that. The Michigan license plate was another good clue. And as he got out from the driver's side, he looked up the highway and thought it was a little more exposed to traffic than he liked. Crossed around the front of the Fiero to head toward Dale's patrol car. He had only gotten up to the edge of the Fiero's passenger side when Dale saw something that, well, took him aback. After 25 years on the Nebraska State Patrol, Dale saw little that took him aback. But in this case, it was the sight of this skinny guy in a polo shirt and khaki shorts leaping onto the roof of his car. There was no step, no running start, just a complete leap up to the roof of his little Fiero. Probably a good thing he wasn't a bigger guy, thought Dale. That might not have been pretty. But still, there was skinny guy on the roof of his sports car, now giving Dale a very meaningful look and pointing down at the side of the road. Oh boy, thought Dale. May have a head case on this one. But being a good sport and seeing that there was very little this guy could do while standing on the roof of his car, Sergeant Dale Ellis came around the back of his patrol car to have a look. And, interestingly enough, he was much less surprised by Skinny Guy's reaction. Sitting at the edge of the two-lane highway was a coiled rattlesnake, sunning itself and not really paying attention to the guy with the impressive vertical jump. Dale wasn't partial to snakes, but he also didn't much care to try and reason with a guy who obviously had a real problem with snakes. Indiana Jones had nothing on Skinny Guy.
Give me just a minute, sir, Dale said.
You're not leaving, are you?
Skinny Guy asked as his eyebrows tried to mate with his hairline.
No, sir. Just try and relax.
Dale thought about it for a couple of seconds and concluded that he probably was justified in using his weapon. There was some danger to Skinny Guy. So he drew his .357, popped the cylinder open and took out two rounds, gently sliding one into each ear. The .357 was a damn noisy gun no matter how you tried to get around it. And Dale reasoned that this way he wouldn't have his ears ringing for the next hour while trying to talk to this guy. With the rounds now safely substituting for earplugs, Dale clicked the cylinder back in place and leveled the gun at the rattlesnake. Now, Dale wasn't a bad shot. He always did better than most on the shooting range, and once even managed a second place at the annual bowling pin shootout between the sheriff's office and local PD. But this was a target about the size of a silver dollar, and Dale's first thought was, Jesus. This is going to take me at least 3 or 4 shots to kill this thing, and hopefully not just piss it off.